Hello, today May and I are gonna answer some questions. Enjoy!
Yay!
Hello!
Sorry, I was yawning. Hello!
<fine.
laughs> Welcome back to the Our Life podcast.
Oh! We need to make the sound.
Oh, the sound.
Yeah.
Okay. We almost had the first same sound at the beginning. Anyway, welcome back. We haven't made an English podcast in 3 weeks.
Yeah, we are sorry.
We're really sorry. But we're back.
Christmas,
and then we made a Swiss German episode, etc. But now we're back. And it's just Chamba and me today again.
Yeah. Juice is coming back in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Which we are looking forward to.
We're really looking forward to that. But yeah, today it's January 4th.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Really weird. It's already the 4th of the month.
I don't even realize that we're in 2020.
I know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, should we do a weekly review first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Okay, I can start. I feel like it was such a short time since we last recorded a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somehow a lot of things have happened, but it also feels like I didn't do that much. I was in Italy for New Year.
That's cool.
That was really cool, and it was really warm.
Oh, jealous.
And I had so much good Italian food. And it was really cool to be away, I think.
I had to go back to get warmer clothes, so it wasn't warm here. And yeah, I just enjoyed the firework on the Zurich Lake.
Yay, that's cool too.
I mean, many people, but that was fine. We weren't that long out, so we were fast again at home. Yeah. I was just happy that I didn't fall asleep. Because it already happened, okay, that I overslept New Year. Oh. So
I did that last year. Just went to bed at like 10, and then I woke up the next day.
Okay, we're gonna answer now some questions
that you guys asked on Instagram.
Right. Okay.
So let's start. First question. Do you ever regret becoming a public figure and making yourself vulnerable to critics?
I don't consider myself as a public figure.
Me neither, actually. Like, I know what the person probably means.
Mm-hmm.
Because, especially me, I, like, write super personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I have a shit time and stuff. But I don't regret it at all because I follow a bunch of people who also talk more open about struggles they're going through, and it helps me a lot. Helps me, like, feel not so alone, like we're in a journey together. And so many people always write me like, thank you for making the content you make or talking about the things you talk about. It helped me so much, and I'm really happy that I do it.
Yeah, I think it just doesn't affect us that much, you know? Like, public figure sounds so I can't relate, like, with that. I don't consider myself as a public figure.
We're just, super, like,
I mean,
normal,
I guess,
like,
you
anyone
are
else.
Probably more than I am, because sometimes people recognize you.
Sometimes they do. But, like, doesn't bother me at
and
all.
They are really nice, so it's not like, and it's not every day, I think.
It's like once a month, or like really, really so not a lot. I mean, I think it would be really horrible if you, like, go out of your house and there's, like, paparazzis and stuff. Like, that's a public figure, and everyone always asks you stuff and, like, watches what you do, like...
Yeah, every step. I mean, I would be already probably, like, I don't know, cancelled, I think you call it.
Cancelled?
That's when somebody made, like, a huge mistake and the whole world is watching and everybody's calling you out on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's this world now. So,
not really, because I'm never criticized. Like,
yeah.
I never hear anything bad.
Honestly, when I met you and Yusuf, I was so surprised, because also Timo said that, like, like, the people that follow you are the nicest people I've ever saw following.
Literally.
Like, yeah.
Everyone is so sweet. I get, like, one mean-er-ish comment in like, 100.
Yeah.
Like, so little, so.
It's, like, really crazy, so. But better like this than the other way, so. That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, next question. How can I force myself to not be bothered about likes on a post?
I think they are switching it off.
Yeah, I think, like, soon you won't see the likes anymore. So I guess that. Or I don't know, like...
I don't know. I don't see...
I think just...
likes anymore.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I still do.
Oh, I see them, but I don't see them, like,
when I'm
going through the pictures or something.
Like, I think if you just post things that you think are cool, you'll just not care about likes. Like, I almost never look... I mean, like, sometimes I, like, look at my pictures to, like, read my caption.
A lot, again.
Oh, sorry.
No, I just wanted... I know that you would hate it if you listened it back.
No, but sometimes I look at, like... at my old pictures to read the captions, and then I'll, like, see, then I might see, oh, I got this and this many likes.
Yeah,
but I'm not, like, I don't oh my god, this is so hard, but I don't post something and check it every hour and then every day, and I'm like, oh my god, this has so many likes.
Yeah, I think I used to be like this, but at the moment, I'm just posting things, like, so randomly, and I'm not really, like, concentrating so much on what am I posting, what did I do there, or something. It's just, I want to share it, and I don't care who reacts or how many people react. Yeah, it's hard. If it's
sorry, guys. But I mainly care about the engagement, like, like, I can't not say, like, no.
Anyway.
Like, when people comment or direct message me, I look at that much more as feedback than likes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Same. Okay.
Next
but
question.
But even with that, I'm really bad, so.
I really enjoy it now.
I'm more into the stories, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I like stories, too. Okay, have you been diagnosed with any kind of mental illness?
No. I don't think so. I think we considered it like depression, but then in the end she said no.
Well, I went to a psychotherapist, and then I had to fill out, like, a sheet with the questions. And then I was, like, diagnosed with minor depression. But I, like, I self-diagnosed myself with, like, anxiety. Oh, my God. I literally can't. With anxiety and depression sometimes.
Anxiety, I'm with you. I think Nay and I are really similar on this topic. I think we are both a bit... we have
really
just anxiety.
Sensitive people.
Yeah. And I think maybe we are also both a bit bipolar.
Could be.
But, you know, we're not really...
Yeah, because one time...
We're not really doctors or something.
Not, like, officially diagnosed, but one time I talked to a counselor and
he said,
you have bipolar.
And then you explained a bit more and I was like, fuck, that's me.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I just... looked back at my behavioral patterns, and then I have like phases when I'm really depressed for like a week or two, and then I'll be so happy again for another week, and then it goes up and down and up and down.
It's
and
I was exhausting.
It's like, when can I be stable? Thank you.
True. Me and I are always like, we're always a bit down, but it's so easy to get us up.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's so us, I think.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, people can distract us good, in a good way. But I think mostly when we're like, I think alone, or yeah, just thinking too much.
Thinking too much.
Overthinking a lot.
A lot, a lot. Yeah. That's okay. That's I still wanted to say something. I don't remember. Anyway. Yeah. So, what? Okay, next question. Your favorite film? I have a lot of favorite films.
Yeah.
And this year there were so many good films.
Last year.
Last year? Last year also.
What?
I think. Oh,
we're
so
in
2020, oh my god.
So I thought that.
Last year.
I was confused as well. I wanted to be the smarter one. Then I tricked myself out. So.
Okay. Favorite film?
Yeah.
This is actually a question I always ask as like an icebreaker.
Yeah.
When I meet someone new.
I'm not even sure how it's called. Like the new Harry Potter series. It's not Harry Potter. Harry Potter is not yet born, but it's like, I think, magical animal.
Beast.
Yeah. Yeah. How is it called?
Something with beasts.
Yeah. Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I need to watch.
And I always judge you on that.
I know.
Because
that's your favorite film.
Because I love Harry Potter. My life was over when I was finished with the books. Aww. I finished with the books and I was just crying because it was over. As many Harry Potter fans hopefully did. No. And then when the film came out, I was the happiest ever. I went 3 times to the cinemas. They are fucking expensive. But I went there to watch 3 times the same film. So that's dedication.
Okay. I like that.
So it's just crazy how film technique get better, you know. Mm-hmm. You see that in those films, I think, really good. Because it's like magical beasts, or no, fantastic beasts, but magical creatures and this magical world, and it's so real. And I'm like, okay, in a few years it's gonna be even better.
Whoa.
That's always my thought on it. And yours?
I have a bunch. I recently watched Marriage Story. It was such a good film, one of my favorites.
No idea.
And I can't really, should I explain what it's about? Or
I don't know, I'm really bad at film. I think you would have to explain every film.
Okay. So, well, I can just do really short. It's basically a love story but told through a divorce. And it's it's like a husband and a wife, and you never know which side to be on because everyone kind of does dumb things, but also like both. Yeah, exactly. It's just really hard and you're like, oh my god, with who am I now? And
yeah.
And I also really like Lady Bird. That's such a good film. It's with Saoirse Ronan. Do you know her?
No.
Oh, okay. She's a really cool actress. And it's about growing up and going to college and trying to be like an artsy teen, and then you have really sucky moments and stuff like that. I like it. I also like pretty much any Wes Anderson film. Like the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Or I really don't know any of those films.
I need to get me like a film crash course. And then what else?
I love also The Sound of Music.
I've never seen
But
that.
It's like a musical. It's like a different category for me.
Okay.
but I love
sounds really cool music.
You know it. Mm-mm. These are a few of my favorite things.
I know the song, but I don't know the music. Oh, and I also really like Call Me By Your Name. I like that movie.
Mm. No idea.
And, okay, I have one more.
Okay.
Good movie.
Oh, let's go so on till I know one.
I really like the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Okay.
That was really good.
That we watched together, so I know that film.
And so many more.
Yeah.
So.
Same.
Yay. Okay. Not really a question, but could you talk about learning languages?
No, because I'm really bad at it.
I really, really like languages. Mm-hmm. We learned French in school. I really enjoyed that.
I really hated it, but just because I think if I would start at the beginning, it would be too boring. Mm-hmm. And if I start like advanced, I wouldn't get along. Mm. So I feel like it's a lost language with me. Like I give up. I can say bonjour and au revoir.
That's really good.
And
right?
Je ne peux parler pas français.
Je ne peux pas.
Je ne peux pas. Parle
ah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I even said it
That's
wrong now.
That's my only thing.
That's French. Really good though.
I know.
I really liked French, but mainly because of my dad. Like, at first, my teacher was really bad at making the language cool, mm-hmm. but my dad, like, gave me extra lessons, mm-hmm. and then I really liked it.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And I also had Italian for a year. Mm-hmm. Which was really fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I see you there a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the end, the grammar was so fucking hard. And we had this one topic. And it was something with quel. Like, it's like quel in French. Like, which one?
Mm-hmm.
And it's four different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And everything means something else. But it's exactly the same. And I was like, I literally don't understand. Okay. And then I stopped taking Italian.
Oh.
And I also took...
Because of this one topic. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
And then I also took Japanese for a year, which was really fun.
I remember that.
You do?
Did I know you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because you wrote in your books or something.
Yeah. Japanese is really cool. I wish I would have taken the second year, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you can still learn Japanese. Yeah, of course. I think there are very many ways to do that here.
Like, one thing I learned that I would do different now if I was in high school again was to take more extracurricular classes.
No, I think you would have died.
I don't think so.
I think you say that now in the after thing. That's with those who graduated. They are all like, yeah, I wish I would have done that and that and that. And then, meanwhile... When they were there, then you were like, oh, I'm dying. It's so much.
Really, I don't remember. I just think, like, somehow when I have more in my schedule, I at least, like, I have more pressure to do the things, so I do them. Because when my schedule is more empty, I'm like, I have enough time. And then I just don't do anything and procrastinate all the time.
I think you would have died. But
maybe.
I also think... If you can take those extra classes,
because it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Like with us, it's free.
Mm-hmm. And other than that, talk about learning languages.
Yeah.
I love languages. It's really cool.
I do too, but I don't even can. What?
You can't.
You see, I can't speak English. I can't speak German. So I'm focusing on those two languages.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to start vlogging, but I am low budget. What should I do?
Phone.
I have so many vlogs on my channel that are only with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so Juice and I have the strategy when the footage is like really boring and low quality, we just edit the shit out of it. I just spend double the amount of time editing it and making it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So, yeah. How do you manage your time? Greetings from Germany.
We're really bad at it.
I'm just so awful. I'm like, wait, this month passed. Okay.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. We're not really good at it.
Not really good. And I have like a fear of planning into the future. When someone is like, let's meet on the 3rd of March, I'm like, I cannot like fill that day.
Okay, now I know where you stand. Okay, whoa, that was a crush. No, I'm joking. I mean, I think I'm very spontaneous. It's stressing me out when I'm planning in the future.
Me too.
It's just mostly those in the future never happen then in the end because something comes in between or something. And it's just then even more stressful because you waited so long for that day and then it didn't happen and it's just I'm spontaneous. I'm just like, do you have tomorrow time to
same. And like for getting work done, I just try and work all the time, which is probably not so good, but that's what's working right now.
All the time and never. Exactly. That's my mood. So
does your friends have a big impact on how you're feeling? Yes. A lot.
Well, I have to say, I reduced it a lot, but I think I made like the wrong choices. I think my friends had such a big impact on how I'm feeling that I like closed up and now I don't have any friends really, or not that many anymore or something. It's just a weird relationship. I think I thought I don't want to put the pressure on them.
Though like, I know exactly what you mean.
Now I'm like closed up and even more sad than before, kind of, in this topic. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And with you?
Well, I think my friends have a big impact on how I'm feeling. I also like have less friends. I mean, just like before, I always saw people in school and talked to them, and now I just have like more select people. But I would say my boyfriend was really lovely. He helps me so much, like with depression, because he like now understands it so much, and he like knows how to help me. He's like, sometimes I wake up and have anxiety and he's like, okay, let's breathe. It's like,
I can imagine.
And he always really helps me to get my mood up. So I have like tears in my eyes. So thankful for him. And also talking with Jamba really helps me. And talking with you Chus.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, shoot, the next question. Okay. Best ways to be sustainable when starting small. I see this because Juice and I...
Whoa, this was so...
What?
Your voice got so much louder than I expected. Sorry.
No, but Juice and I are pretty much freelancers. So sometimes you have a lot of money and sometimes you have no money. And then it's really hard when you want to go to the No Way store, but everything is like double the price. And it's like, but I mean, in general, just obviously, you know, like, I mean, there are like things you can do that cost less if you do it no ways. Like if you always bring a water bottle instead of buying plastic bottles, or bring your own bag, or.
Yeah. I mean, I like, my mom is the best person in bringing all those coupon.
Yeah,
you know, all these, how you say,
coupons,
and robot.
It's just coupons.
Discount.
Yeah. Discount code. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot the word. And she can sometimes just save 20 francs or something, which is a lot when you buy for, I don't know, 40, 60. She just manages. And she's really good at planning. And I'm not that good, but for example, in Starbucks, I'm bringing my own cup. I'm bringing my card, which has also a discount. And I get my coffee for like less than 6 francs. And it would be more than 7. So
that's really good.
Bam. Yeah, I get those discounts.
But best ways to be sustainable. I think just start.
Sorry, that is so not the topic. Oh my God. Okay.
Start small. You can get, like, for example, period cups you can get.
It's just at the beginning, it's so you have to invest, but in the long term, it's going to stay there, and you don't have to buy more things.
Mm-hmm. Or thrifting instead of buying new clothes.
Thrifting is a big thing.
I haven't bought a new item of clothing in like 3 years.
Same, except
maybe like
shoes.
One or two things, but
yeah,
I only go thrifting or have clothes from other people.
What?
I didn't understand. Or have clothes from other people.
Oh yeah,
I always share people's clothes. Yo, okay,
my friends all have like it's circling like some jackets which I see half a year on, like Nay has it on, and then suddenly Ella has it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so confused sometimes.
Favorite Starbucks drink?
Oh. It used to be cold brew, but then it was coffee frappuccino, and now I don't even know because I'm going on distance with coffee.
Oh, why?
Because for coffee frappuccino it's too cold and I like cold coffee.
Okay.
And yeah, Timo still takes the coffee frappuccino and it's fucking cold outside. I don't know how he can drink that.
Whoa.
So yeah, I'm just brewing my matcha tea at home.
Okay.
And yours?
You don't? It used to always be caramel hot chocolate.
That's
with
good.
With oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in LA, Chus and I always got the mango black tea thing. Iced mango black tea, that was really good. And now it's just caramel hot chocolate. I just go to Starbucks like once every 2 months, so I just get that.
Me too.
Yay.
At the moment,
but I don't even know if it's vegan. Really, I think it's not even, or vegetarian, I don't remember, but there's something weird about it. Anyway,
it's not vegetarian.
Wait, no, what? I mean vegan. What dreams do you have, any goals for the future?
Wrong really question.
No, like, I just know I want to do something creative.
Same.
But like, that field, it's just fucked with me.
Yeah. Same.
It's just really hard to get in, and I always try, and then it's like really tiring.
Same.
And then I stop, and I try again.
Same.
Well, something creative, like I think one like. In the end, I would really like to be an art director.
I think
or something like that.
With both of us, it's just we ourselves are like the biggest of like
people in our way.
Standing in our own way. We're just like in our head.
Exactly.
Which makes sense, but you know, it's not a good thing.
Wait,
what?
I don't know. Any goals I'm for tired. The future? I really want to do another illustrated book and do a short film.
Yeah, I want to.
And oh, I really want to do an EP.
Same.
Okay, sorry. And you?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Can I make you a music video when you have a song?
Mm-hmm. You can also write a song.
Oh yeah. We need, Chamba and I worked on a song one time. We need to work on it again. Or make a new one. Soon.
Soon.
Okay. What was your major at school? I had art major. I mean, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what did you have?
I had once art, but then I lost the happiness spark. In art. Yeah, and then I had biology and chemistry.
How was that?
That was, I liked it, but it was a lot.
Okay, cool. If you could live in any other country, which would you choose?
That's so hard because I'm so comfortable here. I'm like really bad at adjusting. But I think maybe it would be Sweden.
Cool.
I kind of like the vibe up there. Only the shorter days I wouldn't love, but otherwise I think it's real nice.
Okay, cool.
Oh no, Norway, something like that. And you?
I think I really like England.
Yeah, me too.
If I could afford, I would totally live in like London. But I also just like English countryside.
Honestly, I did
or, like,
halfway. I did halfway live there. Aww. That's so weird to think about it. I was only, I think, half an hour away.
Wow.
But yeah, I was at the winter times. Maybe it wasn't that cool because of that. I don't know. I liked it, but it was, there were a lot of people.
Yeah, true.
I think that stressed me a bit out.
Mm-hmm.
I think for short term, yeah, why not? But like forever?
I don't think forever, but I think it would be cool. And otherwise, I think Asia would also be cool. Like if you're a freelancer, you could like live anywhere. So
yeah,
Asia would be cool, or like Japan. Or there's this one country I forgot.
There are even more people like, what around there.
I know, but it's still it's really
yeah,
pretty.
I think you would fit in.
Yeah. Or like South Africa, I'm sure it's also really pretty. Like like nature wise.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Nature wise, I could go everywhere.
True.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. When will be the next song by Chamba? I want to know too.
I mean, it's so nice that people ask, and I ask myself too when it will come out. I don't know. As I said, I think I'm like the person which holds me back because I'm just. Stressed a bit. Because I want to release some new music, but also at the same time,
it's like scary.
Or yeah,
you could like just put it on SoundCloud or something.
No, I think if I would release something, I want to do it like everywhere.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just yeah. I don't know. I hope so soon because Talk To is almost now a year ago. What the fuck? And yeah, I didn't want to wait 1 year to release my second song or EP or I don't know. For sure not EP, first song.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you motivate yourself with things that you don't want to do, like assignments?
I just do it. I don't know.
Well,
that's so difficult.
Like I sometimes when I have to do something I don't want to do, I watch productive videos, like people who are productive. I'm like, okay. It feels really good to be productive, and then I also do try and do it.
True. But it can be so hard because I know people like they can't motivate in any way. It's just they don't care. And then it's really hard. But I think you just have to go through it. You. Yeah.
But yeah, to be honest, in school I was so freaking unmotivated.
Mm-hmm.
I always did everything last minute because I just didn't care.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend
that. I would not recommend that at all. How old are you guys? Why you all look really independent?
Because we...
We're not.
We're not.
Well, we're both 18.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's going on 19.
Yay.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I think we look really independent. I mean, I think we are in some ways.
In some ways, but also in some ways
like,
not.
I can definitely handle living alone.
Mm-hmm.
And cooking for myself and doing stuff like that.
Yeah, same.
But I'm not really that good in earning a complete income for myself.
Yeah.
That's you, like the thing so I'm working on.
I think like financial, we have just support.
Mm-hmm, which is really, really cool. But
we're really grateful for it. And yeah, I think also the living part with Name probably is that you're not living completely alone.
Oh yeah, I live with Jules.
And I think also with both of us, our boyfriends are a real good support. With me, it's like this.
But living. Not financially.
Oh no, I mean living.
Just
the living situation. Like we are both going grocery shopping.
Yeah, together.
Doing laundry and all this stuff. And when you're two people, it's just easier to get out of your parents' house or something than alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like I stay at my boyfriend's place half the week almost, and he'll stay at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I
but
don't. But I get what you want.
But the thing is, I've always wanted to move out as fast as I could.
Yeah.
From my house.
I didn't. But now I couldn't go back, I think. Because my house, my rules.
Yeah. No, like, oh my god, you also have this all the time where, like, I wish I could just go back.
Yeah.
And just wake
have
up
a lot
carefree.
And then you're sometimes at home and all is, like, good and you're like, oh, I could have
this
could
is so good.
Have that, you know?
I and could then, never go back.
And then you have, like, one little discussion and you're like, oh, thank god, I can get back
exactly
home.
Oh my god, all the time
I'm like, okay, then I don't come back anymore. Like, we have those fights now, so but it's better like this, so I have to force myself to be a bit independent.
I think it's kind of cool that we moved out really early because we were like forced to learn things which we couldn't do before, and it's really scary a lot of times, but after a while you can look back and you're like, whoa, I didn't know how to do it then, and now I can do it, and it's actually really cool.
It's also cool that we are all in this together.
I'm really, so thankful.
And really our conversations turn so much to household and such things.
Juice and Chamba always talk about laundry.
Juice and I are always about laundry. We're not sometimes phoning about laundry. And yeah.
Okay, so people are asking, how can I decide what to study?
Wrong question. Wrong question.
Wrong question. No. I always contemplate if I should go study because a lot of people around me did not study and are a little bit anti-studying. A little bit. They're like, you can do it by yourself. You can be a freelancer. All that stuff.
Which you could.
You can. It's definitely possible.
Like, no, I mean, you could.
Oh. I think I could. But then again, I'm like, oh, I just want to go to art school and learn about art.
But then I would, if you want to. I mean, I get their point. I mean, I need it at the moment, there are points, you know. But also at the same time, I think you would really fit into art school, and I think you would really love it. You're the only person I know who loved art in school. Like I rarely heard that, so
I always loved art.
I think it would fit for you, and you could make something good out of it. You would learn in a good way.
I could see myself going to art school.
Me too.
I mean, if you're deciding what to study, I would definitely just at least go for the thing you like. Like, if you're already studying, and especially if you need to get yourself into that, then I would at least pick something and push yourself into a direction that you want to work in. Like, if you want to do art, then I would just do art. And not be scared to do that. Because it needs... And the world needs art.
Do biology. Do biology. Like, it's not always art, you know?
I know.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It's hard. I mean, Timo gets really annoyed from me. Because I always say every day other... like another job I want to do. I'm always like, okay, I want to be an architect.
That's
and
so
then
cool.
I'm like, no, I want to be environmental technique thing.
But I have that every day too.
I want to do visual communication. And then I'm like, no, it really changes every day. So,
one thing I guess I could say is to try things, you know, like if there's something you really want to do and you don't know if it'll work, you can at least try it. It's better than not trying it.
No.
And even if it fails, you'll at least have gone down the road and been like, oh, there's nothing here for me. That's better than to just
honestly there are so many ways than to I'm not sure how it's in other countries, but I think there are so many ways then to change, like, your job if like it. So in other countries, I have the feeling.
I think, what you study, don't study, studying at the school of life every day. That's the last question now.
Okay.
How do y'all manage to keep amazing friendships? Wrong question.
No. I think Nay and I are just looking in our eyes and we're like, yeah. I think Nay and I also failed sometimes with our friendship, like just not communicating that good, or not. We just didn't see us in a long time besides the podcast, and we both know it from each other, but we're like, we know it. So because of this we are laughing. I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think so too. Agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I guess what I would do to keep up friendships is to really show people that you care. Like, before, I used to be way better at friendships, I think. I would always write my friends letters and write them like, hey, how are you doing?
I got one letter. Sorry. I got it.
ask how they're doing. I mean, just at least be the one that reaches out instead of waiting for other people to text.
Yeah.
Or something. Take the lead, be a leader.
I think with me it's like the people who I really like, and maybe at the moment a bit I'm failing in friendship, but I think they know, I hope so, they know that I love, like, their personality, and I love them, so I think they know that, and I hope they are not too mad at me.
I think they probably do know that.
Yeah.
And I hope so too, from my side.
I feel it from you, so that's why I'm like,
Actually,
I'm like, we're not like crazy close at the moment, but we have a good friendship. That's my statement. Mm. Like, mm-hmm. I know we are good friends, like really good friends, but mm-hmm. it's not like we are hanging out every day.
Yeah. Like, I have phases sometimes, or actually that used to be mainly in school. When I was in school, I had phases where I would hang out with a person every day.
Mm-hmm.
And now I Same. Don't have that much anymore.
Same.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Things change and yeah. it goes up and down.
Up and down. Okay.
Okay, well, and should we still do like
inspiration? I mean, my inspiration was yesterday. It's a quick one. I was in a zero waste shop. And I think it's just inspirational when you work through and you see, well, I could get this here. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say maybe one inspiration is I watched a movie, Uncut Gems, with Adam Sandler from the Safdie Brothers. And it was really a different movie than other movies. It was so realistic. Like, the way the people talk, it's like, especially in the beginning, like, everyone talks over each other. Oh, it's like about a jeweler in, like, I think it's called Diamond District or something in New York. And, like, people selling jewelry and doing deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really hectic in the beginning. Like, everyone's talking over each other, but that makes it really realistic. That makes sense.
I was so lost.
Anyway, and I just like the energy. It's like there's always shit happening and like new problems coming up. That's and it's good. Like, oh my god, I always had to stop the movie and I was like, it's just too much right now.
Oh my god, I know and that feeling.
It was just really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really good acting. And
okay.
That was really inspirational. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yay! Gonna see you next week.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. See you. Hear us.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.